The report says the majority of home health care aides in the city are earning poverty or near-poverty wages. 55-year-old Vivian Wegman says she earns $10 an hour working for a client in East New York, doing 24-hour shifts. The problem is, she's paid by Medicaid, which only covers 12 hours. Her contractor says the other 12 are supposed to be off the clock. But Wegman says that's not realistic in home health care.
Slavery is over. This is like slavery. We working and not getting paid.
She says an extra $50 per shift would go a long way. The report notes that nearly a million New Yorkers will need home health aid in the next 20 years. They are hoping higher wages will mean less turnover and higher quality service. As for Wegman, she says she's not sure how long she can afford to do this kind of work. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.